A good Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Boy. A very important Shabbos. A Parsha of a Klal Yisrael actually leaves Mitzrayim successfully as a nation on the way to Matan Torah. This week I want to share with you something personal. Something that I've had the schus. My family this week was at a most amazing event. And I want to show you how this event is key to the parasha and key to the time that we're in. I mentioned it briefly last Shabbos in Shul that we were going to attend this event. But this past Sunday night, my children and ourselves, we went to a triple Siyum Hashas. Something that I wish every one of you listening, that you should be Zaycha one day, that your children and grandchildren to be at such an amazing event. Baruch Hashem, my wife's grandfather, my wife's father, and my wife's brother made a Siyum Hashas. Baruch Hashem, my wife's grandfather should be gesund. If I'm not mistaken, had made his 7th Siyum Hashas. My father-in-law about his 5th Siyum. My brother-in-law his 1st Siyum. And my heart all week has been so full of pride to be part of that special family. But I want to share with you something that's so relevant. Because in this week's parasha it says, and you shall tell your son and your son's son. And the Rishonim tell us this is, what should you tell them? You should teach them Torah. Because if you'll teach your son Torah, and your son is going to teach his son Torah, we have this famous guarantee of Hachut HaMashulish LeMerianateh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us this guarantee. And I need to tell you, originally, when I heard about the plans of the Siyum, I was a little skeptical because it's three different people with three different communities, three different friends, one's grandchildren, one's friends, and I was thinking, is it three different simchas? Should we have them mixed together or not? And then I thought about it and I said, no. These three generations are the simcha, not of people learning Daf HaYomi, but it's the actual simcha of the Daf HaYomi itself. You need to look back. When Daf HaYomi started in 1924, the first Siyum was in 1931. Second Siyum was in 1938. I want you to think about the people who started the third cycle. Masechtas Brachos. And then during Masechtas Shabbos came Kristallnacht. To the war that literally went for 7 years, and the Siyum was in 1945. And I want you to think about how many people began that third cycle and did not finish that third cycle of Shas. Not because they got busy to do other things, not because they were too busy making money, but because they were burnt or because their Gemaras were burnt. In Remeir Shapiro's own precious yeshiva, they took 22,000 svarim and they burnt it in the town square just to throw into Talmidim afterwards. People thought Shas is finished. There will never be another Siyum HaShas after that. Baba Yar and Masechtas Yuma, and you can go through every tragedy through Shas, literally from Brachas to Nida, beginning to end. And people in 1945, there was barely a Siyum. There was a Siyum in one DP camp in Feldamping where there was a few thousand people made a Siyum HaShas. And the world thought, Daf HaYomi will probably never survive. Meir Shapiro's dream is dead. Comes along Yidden in the year in the 1940s and 1950s and they make a decision. And I was telling my wife, her grandfather, when a period of time where many people were making all decisions, what's important, the American dream, the dollar bill, everyone was looking and searching. There were people who learning was not their priority. Yet there were a group of people that decided they're going to make sure that there'll be a Daf HaYomi. They're going to make sure that in the year 2020, there will be a Siyum Medaf Hayomi with hundreds of thousands of people finishing and being part of. This was a group of people that understood back then the secret of what it means we're going to survive. That when there's Golus, you're not going to survive by fighting it with all sorts of crazy things, with politicians and meetings. That's not what's going to keep us through Golus. Lamantisaper ba'oznei bincha. If you're going to pull your child to you and say, I'm going to teach you Torah, and your child is going to teach his child Torah, you will be guaranteed that you will have eternity to your family. When we sat in a room with over 100 grandchildren of my wife's grandfather, you know what that moment was for him and for us? It was a moment for him and my grandmother to take a look and say, look, the decision we made 7 cycles ago to be committed to daily learning that made that our son finished us 5 times and our grandchildren are starting to finish us. This is the secret of Golus. And the Torah tells it to us. And I'm going to tell you something amazing. The Meshech Chochmah tells us a gem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yaakov Avinu twice, B'mareis HaLayla, in the dark of the night. He never comes to Avram at night and never comes to Yitzchak. It is specifically Yaakov that comes to at night. Says the Meshech Chochmah, why? And he says an incredible, incredible machshava. He says Yaakov was the Golus Yid, Yaakov was the Layla Yid. He was the night Jew. And Yaakov Avinu said, we're going into Golus, what's going to be? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and he says, I am Elikei Avram and Elikei Yitzchak. I am the Hashem of your father and your grandfather. Yaakov, if you commit to continue learning Torah with you when you go down to Mitzrayim, I promise you the same way I was there for your father and grandfather in Eretz Yisrael, I will be for you in Mitzrayim. It won't change. The Yidden that hung on to Daf HaYomi and to Limud HaTorah never changed. Nothing changed. They have the same Shechin in their homes as their grandfather and great-grandfather had. This is all we have in Yiddishkeit. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the essence of every single Golus. You have to look at Yitzias Mitzrayim and see what worked then, works now. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, make sure to share with your children this Emunah, this Torah, then you have hope. Says the Meshech Chochmah, if we give up and we're not makbid that our children and grandchildren will learn Torah, there will be no future for your family. I was fortunate this week to see a family of Talmidei Chachamim for no other reason besides because there were 3 generations of learning Torah. Their commitment, starting from my wife's grandfather to my father-in-law to now the next generation, is why we're zeichet to see Jewish eternity. All the other people that are too busy to learn Torah, busy pursuing who knows what, whether it's money or education, whatever it is, they're finding everything but a plot gemara. They have no guarantee that they will have future Jewish grandchildren. History proves that they don't have a guarantee and the chances are pretty stacked against them. But I want to share with you a story. I shared this story in the shul, but the women usually don't make it to shul, and I want to share with you this story because it's so important. The story is about a terrorist, a PLO terrorist named Selah Tamri. You probably don't know that name, but he was the PLO's, Yasser Arafat's right-hand man. And in the year 1982, they were leading all their wars into Fatah against Eretz Yisrael, and the IDF, with Hashem's help, totally squashed the PLO in Lebanon, and Arafat went running to Tunis, and this Selah Tamri was captured with thousands of his followers. He was a very charismatic, smart fellow. And in jail, he continued inciting them that we're going to get back Israel, we're going to get it back. So much so that they decided to separate him from everybody else. And they successfully broke the morale. And slowly, Selah was languishing in his cell. And he gave up hope. And he told the people, we have no hope. The Israelis have Israel, let's just give up. And Israel was very happy. The IDF was very happy that they successfully subdued Selah, and he was not interested. And one day, out of the blue, Selah just jumps up in prison and rallies up the crowd again and says, guys, we will get Israel. We will succeed in destroying Klal Yisrael. And a couple of months later, he got out and he led this massive intifada, killing hundreds and hundreds of Jews because of that inspiration he had that day in jail. a secular journalist named Aaron Barnea. You can check this up in his book. He wrote a book called Leleches Bashevi about this fellow. He interviewed Selah later on in life. And he asked him, I need you to tell me, you gave up hope on fighting the Yidden. What changed that one day you jumped up and you had, again, renewed energy and unfortunately you killed so many Yidden? And he said, I'll tell you this story. I was sitting in my prison cell being guarded by an Israeli soldier. And it was Pesach night. And I saw the Israeli guard open up a bag and take out a piece of pizza, an IDF soldier eating a piece of pizza on Pesach night. Now, Selah was a very bright fellow. He says, by the way, you know, he says, tonight's Passover. He tells the soldiers, it's Pesach. How could you eat pizza tonight? Imagine, a Musar Shmuzma, PLO terrorist, to a secular Israeli soldier. He says, how could you eat chametz tonight? The guy looks at him and he gives a wave with his hand. He goes, that's old-fashioned stuff. We don't keep that anymore today. Selah tells this Aaron Barnea, when I heard that, I said, we're going to get the Yidden. The only reason I gave up hope on the Yidden was because I know that when they continue in their faith of their fathers and forefathers, I have no hope against them. The second that soldier could wave his hand, Pesach night, and say, that's all nothing. We don't keep it anymore. I knew I was going to win. And hundreds of Yidden, maybe even thousands, of all the warriors were killed because of this one soldier. The lesson of the Meshech Chachma is a lesson that even a PLO terrorist has. Maybe we have to think if we have it as well. The second we leave our Messiah, the second we leave it go, we lose everything. When you have a decision to be made in your life, whether your husband is going to go to a shir or not go to a shir, and you think to yourself, is it so important I push? Your family will be what it is only if he's going to go. Just like I saw my wife's grandfather's family is only what it was because he decided to learn. And he made that decision. I saw it Sunday night. I already saw a 60-year story. It's a shame they'll have a 60th anniversary soon. I watched that story play out and I looked around that room. Many of you don't have grandfathers, even fathers that learned there. And you might have never gone to such a scene. But is there any reason your grandchild shouldn't have such a scene? Is there any reason that your grandchild should not be sitting in a room with his father and grandfather making a siyum hashas as well? Whose decision is that? It's your decision now. We're already a month into Daf HaYomi, and this is where the men and boys start filling, spilling. We're a month into Amud Yomi, whatever programs it is that people are learning, Halacha Yomi, it doesn't make a difference what the Yomi is. Remember a decision, what your grandchildren will look like. And if your grandchildren will one day have the pleasure to be in a room where my children had the schus to have, looking at that head table, seeing three generations smiling with the gratification of finishing Shas so many times, such commitment and dedication to Torah. Had you seen what I saw Sunday night, you would all make sure that your families will be zeichet to see the same thing. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu help us. When you read the pasuk in this week's parasha, L'man tesaper ba'ozne bincha u'ben bincha. Ba'ozne bincha u'ben bincha. That you're going to give over to your child and child, says the Paneach Roz and other Rishonim, the beauty of the Torah, the beauty of Shmiras HaMitzvos, the beauty of Yerushalayim. Every one of you will be Zeichet Me'ezer Hashem in Yerushalayim. You will be Zeichet to the Siyum. But remember, it's a strong decision when it gets tough that's going to keep the family strong. I will all be Zeichem as Hashem to make a Siyum Hashas or Siyum on anything that we're learning in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh B'Meherah Bimei. Have a good Shabbos.